From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. An about-face today at the White House from President Bush.
Today I have informed the Commission on Terrorist Attacks Against the United States that my National Security Advisor, Dr. Condoleezza Rice, will provide public testimony. I've also advised Chairman Kaine and Vice Chairman Hamilton that Vice President Cheney and I will jointly meet with all members of the commission in a private session.
The president has been facing growing pressure for the National Security Advisor to testify in response to criticism from a former counterterrorism official. Richard Clark has charged that the Bush administration did not consider terrorism an urgent issue prior to the September 11th attacks. We have two reports today, first from NPR's Pam Fessler.
The change came in a carefully worded letter to the commission from White House counsel Alberto Gonzalez. Gonzalez said the White House still believes that presidential advisors should not have to testify before legislative bodies because of the separation of powers, but he wrote that the events of September 11th present the most extraordinary and unique circumstances. He said Rice will testify under the condition that her appearance not set a precedent and that there will be no more requests from the panel for public testimony from White House aides. The agreement was unanimously accepted by the bipartisan commission, which has been pushing for months to hear from the National Security Advisor in public. The commission chairman, former Republican New Jersey Governor Thomas Kaine, said the panel understands that the White House has legal concerns.
But we also recognize the fact that this is an extraordinary event in human history, that I'm a presidential appointee, not a congressional appointee, that there are all sorts of reasons why this is different. And our argument all along to the White House is this did not set a precedent.
Kaine said the commission does not know yet when Rice will appear or when the panel will interview the president and vice president. He said he hopes those details will be worked out soon because there are many questions the commission still needs answered about the events surrounding the 9/11 attacks.
We want to hear from Dr. Rice about the development of policy in the first 8 months of the Bush administration, to the kind of threats and dangers that were apparent to her before 9/11. We want to talk about the day of and the immediate response of the White House.
Kaine said the commission also wants to hear about discrepancies between what Rice told the commission in private sessions last February, when she was not under oath, and the testimony of other witnesses, especially former White House aide Richard Clark. Clark, who served as counterterrorism coordinator in both the Bush and Clinton administrations, testified last week that the Bush White House did not consider terrorism to be an urgent issue prior to 9/11. And he said that Rice and others largely ignored his advice to take aggressive action. Rice has denied that this was the case, but she did so largely through a wave of media interviews. Commission members, even some Republicans, said it was ludicrous to see Rice responding to Clark's accusations in the media when she refused to do so before the panel. Senate Republican leader Bill Frist says he hopes the new agreement will set the record straight.
There have been a lot of allegations going back and forth over the last several days and the last several weeks. It's very confusing to the American people. I am delighted that the legal hurdles have now been addressed.
Democrats, though, questioned the White House's legal arguments for preventing Rice from testifying and said the White House was just trying to avoid answering difficult questions about 9/11. Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle.
I think that was an excuse given until it was determined that that it wasn't a legitimate excuse. It wasn't then, and it isn't now. She ought to testify, and I'm delighted the White House has agreed to do so.
Relatives of some of the 9/11 victims also said they were pleased with the new agreement, but that they were concerned by the requirement that no additional White House aides be called to testify publicly. But Kaine told reporters this afternoon that the panel has no plans to do so anyway. He also said the commission agreed to meet jointly with the president and vice president as part of a compromise that would allow the entire panel to interview the two men. Initially, the White House had said they would only meet privately with representatives of the commission. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.